Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Hello and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast. I'm Philip Gilfus, and I'm joined here on this podcast planet with my two fellow great fans of Trek, Daniel Prue and Darren Moser. Gentlemen, how is your Trek fandom doing these days?
Going pretty well. We just celebrated Trexmas here, and I got some more Star Trek The Next Generation Blu-rays, so now I can watch my favorite characters in crystal clear. Oh, Lord Picard. Okay, that, maybe, I don't know, maybe Jellicoe. Oh, that's even worse. Anyway, but no, I'm very excited for not just the image quality, but also all of the added features and extended and commentaries. So commentaries, those are the best part. So can't wait to listen.
You know, I too got a Star Trek themed Christmas gift. I got a Ensign Chekhov Hallmark ornament.
Really?
So that was cool. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they made them that young.
They do, apparently. But yeah, no, it was very nice. So
now, was that ornament made in Russia?
All ornaments, if you didn't know, Philip, are originated in Russia from a little old lady in Leningrad. That's who makes them all.
Now, I suppose I should always ask. I should never assume. I suppose that's Walter, not a...
Yes, yeah. Anton. It's TOS mm-hmm. Chekhov, so...
Mm-hmm. We, of course, off mic, we're making 2016 references. Of course, Anton is a 2016, unfortunately. Another one claimed. But on the happier things, with a new year in 2017, one thing I wanted to talk about was the 50th anniversary, which, of course, of Star Trek, which was in 2016. And just kind of wanted to reflect about, you know, how the 50th went, what we did. You know, I just took down my 50th tree. You know, I thought it was time. And then, you know, maybe talk about some of the other Star Trek anniversaries we experienced in the past, and then ones that are coming up and how we're going to celebrate those. So that should be a lot to talk about. But first, let's just begin with the 50th anniversary. And I don't know where to begin. We'll have it a little bit free-flowing here. But, you know, kind of, you know, in at this time last year, what was in your mind? What were you expecting the 50th anniversary of Star Trek to look like? And what were your plans?
You know, I could tell you that I was expecting a lot more than we got, unfortunately. It certainly seems as though the powers that be kind of bungled the 50th anniversary. I mean, you know, Philip, as you're aware, what last year was the 50th anniversary, as in 2015 was the 50th of Doctor Who.
Yeah, they definitely set a standard,
which they seem to
I
do.
Was thinking that too.
Yeah. Yeah, not, there's not that many, you know, franchises that can claim that title. You know, it's a pretty unique honor, and it just feels like, you know, we'll get into it, but we got Beyond, which was good, but that was kind of rushed, and then we got the announcement of the new series, which still didn't come out and is now still getting delayed, and you know, maybe a few little things here or there. I just feel like, you know, they didn't capitalize at all on the 50th anniversary, unfortunately.
What about you, Darren? What were kind of in your mind? Was there something like, oh, they're going to do this, or I hope they do that, or what was on your vision board?
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting a ton, just because, again...
Star Trek has let you down so much.
No, not just that, but like Daniel said, I mean, it's CBS and Paramount, and we knew the movie was coming out, you know, Star Trek Beyond this year, and that was a big thing, and I was looking forward to August and the convention. That was going to be fun, and you know, we were hope. Did we know when? I'm trying to remember. When did they announce that there was going to be another series? Because I'm pretty sure it was this year.
Yeah. Well, 2016.
So I mean, at the very beginning, we weren't,
because this year is 2017, Darren.
It's still 2016 at the time of this release day. To check your temporal
chronometers. You're ruining the magic of podcasting, Darren.
But
It was on November 2nd, 2015.
So we did know. Yeah. So
really, they could have gotten the series out. I mean, that would have been fast turnaround, of course. But if they, you know, maybe if they had more than a 1 year, you know, forecast, little bit of a plan, maybe they still could have gotten it out.
I don't know. This feels like Enterprise. I don't mean the show. I mean the actual ship. I think the Vulcans have been holding Discovery back. And
so you're saying CBS is the Vulcans?
Are the Vulcans?
I think that's a contradiction in every way, shape, and form. But no, I mean, so we knew that the show was coming. We didn't know exactly when. We knew very little, and we still know very little. I mean, we know a little more nowadays. But no, I think, honestly, the convention was really the big thing that I was looking for, and the movie. I mean, I was.
Well, I mean, when you say convention, let's be specific.
Star Trek Las Vegas 2016, beaming in to the Rio, where we met up with many of our podcaster friends. I mean, we could start off talking about that. Time is linear, but Star Trek is often not. So we could always talk about whatever we want in whatever order.
Sure, and I think, and we can talk about the convention, but first, I guess let's back up. Besides the convention, because I think we can talk about that for obviously a couple of minutes, but is there anything, either personally, because I know, Darren, you arguably did some things, stamped 50th in your LA area, and even outside, and you know, because if you want to talk about the beyond, whether you could consider that 50th.
I mean, the event I almost got into.
the one you actually did get into. But anyway, is there any, 50th stuff, and I don't know, even if it's buying, because that 50th logo is obviously,
that's
on a
true.
Few things. In fact, I did get one for Christmas, which is a little, I think you get them at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or whatever local bookstore you have. The little light up NCC 1701, which I've always sold. But I thought it was kind of stupid. But then when I took it out of the box, it actually was pretty cool. It's a little light up one, but it's actually pretty cool because it lights up almost like the old kind. But anyway, any 50th things you bought with the logo or the things you went to?
I got the Roddenberry pin. So it's it says 50 and the 0 has the little diamond or the triangle inside of it.
Delta.
Looking kind of like the maroon belt buckle right there, that kind of look. Mm. So I really like that one. I didn't as much like the one that looked like a big patch with the 50 in the middle. I mean, it was not a bad design, but I really liked, I was drawn to that 51 just for, pinning on your jacket or something. So I definitely picked that up. And I did get the, I guess it's because of 50th, the release of all of the classic original series crew movies on Blu-ray. So I have Motion Picture through 6 on Blu-ray now.
Not that it was an event per se, but I got to see the actual Enterprise here at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
That's true.
From I was going to say remastered, but that doesn't make any sense.
That's the movie Enterprise.
It's so crisp looking.
It was all CGI.
You put glasses on to see it.
The one that they, the original model that they, what is the term?
Restored.
Yeah, I guess would be. And so that was cool. Yeah, no, they didn't do that. Because they had an extra model lying around, so they just used that one. No, but that was pretty cool, and it was neat to go into to the Smithsonian there and see it there, right on display, right up front. And it was drawing a lot of attention too. So
yeah, and I imagine you both are probably smarter about it than I am, but that project was probably already in the planning, but I'm sure they were like, hey, 50th, let's do this on time and make a thing of it. Obviously, Star Trek is always eternal, but.
I mean, you're right. We joke about how nothing happened, but that's not true. I mean, there were re-releases of things. There was the restoration of the Enterprise, like Daniel said. There was the movie. There is a convention. There was a lot of actual information that's come out about the new series. So there was stuff. It was just our beloved franchise is kind of still in dormant mode. I mean, as far as television is concerned, as far as, all of... The fact that we were so saturated in it for 20 years, and now we're still in that kind of, like I said, that off mode before we got to power up the Enterprise and steal it from space docks. So
Now, of course, yeah, and we all went to Star Trek Vegas for the 50th. And, of course, there were other conventions in 2016 that settled, you know, New York and
I mean,
and elsewhere.
We weren't at them, so but, yeah, as so, cool as they could cares? Be, I guess.
Really happen? I mean, there's no way to know.
But yeah, and I think we can talk about it, but one thing, and I'm not trying to be too philosophical here, but, like, in y'all's minds, what is the 50th anniversary? Like, are we celebrating the original series 50th? Because that's obviously what we're, you know, going by, the 1966 debut of Where No Man Has Gone Before. I guess, actually, it's actually that's not true. The Man Trap is actually what we're celebrating, right? The Man Trap coming on NBC, debuting. That's actually literally the first aired episode of Star Trek, the original series. Or is it, like, the whole kit and caboodle of Star Trek, you know, as you were going at the convention, and I guess not that necessarily the convention was, hey, it's the 50th, it's, but, you know, it's kind of like that. But I guess, what did you all see celebrated, or what did you think of the 50th, of how it was commemorated?
The way I looked at it was that it was 50 years of Star Trek, so the entire run of everything that is Star Trek. And there were, with maybe, like, a little bit of extra emphasis on the original series, just because it was, you know, the originator. And that's kind of how I looked at it. Like, this is actually more of a celebration of everything, but we can also, you know, take time to recognize that literally 50 years ago to the day, or to the year, or whatever, that this amazing thing debuted. So,
yeah, I kind of look at it in the same light of, I'm celebrating the staying power of this franchise and the things it represents and the things that we like about it and that people like about it, which have kept it around. If the concepts weren't touchstones that we can relate to, then no matter how good the series one was back in 66, it would not still be a thing 50 years later. So that's what I focus on, as opposed to, this is the time we need to all remember, you know, the 1966 show, which is there, but there's so much beyond that, pun intended.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think, you know, at Star Trek Vegas, obviously it's a Star Trek convention, so obviously everything's going to be represented. And it's Vegas, and then it's the 50th, and so, you know, you can kind of an excuse to go bigger. And having that, being that, well, I guess not technically my first Star Trek Vegas, but it's my first big Star Trek Vegas. I mean, I was there in the early noughts, and it wasn't really as big of a deal. But, you know, I not having anything to compare it to, I felt like they pulled out a lot of stops. And I certainly enjoyed it. I don't know if anything more you thought could have been there other than, and again, we're not, I know we kind of talk a lot about Discovery a lot. We don't mean to, but, like, you know, other than, like, you know, Brian Fuller being there, you know, and whatever, other than that, anything you thought could have been more bigger or just things you liked?
I mean, they had a lot of the cast from a lot of the different series there. It was really well laid out. I loved all of the photo opportunities they had. I mean, they've been in that space so often, they knew how to structure it and set it up, and the panels were really good. I mean, they had the TNG, what the heck was this? You just let them lead without a moderator panel. You had Kate Mulgrew's panel we saw, and, you know, I wasn't in a million panels. We had our small panel, I guess you could call it that, you know, being when we did Super Bridge Mates, but having that small stage, you know, that's the kind of thing where you can tell that creation is trying to listen to what the fans want and what, you know, have other opportunities besides, well, if you can't fit 1,000 people or 8,000 people into your panel, then tough, you know, it's good to have that variety. And Quark's bar was cool. Karaoke afterwards, our awesome party we had. Everyone,
that was not an official event.
Anyone was at that party. Let me just. No, and
that was the biggest celebration of the 50th anniversary, without a doubt.
Hey, if security doesn't get called on you a couple times, is it really a party? And we beat
and
Captain Kovac,
really,
so
a party,
we're good. Yeah, no, that was the only downside.
That's really more what I wanted from the 50th, more Daniel. I felt like it really just wasn't. Yeah.
I tried to be available.
I mean, you're painfully available, really. That's... No, I'm kidding. And again, obviously the convention sort of showcased everything. You know, you brought up Doctor Who, Daniel. And I'm thinking this. What did it just seem bigger just because they had a show on? Like, if they had had a TV special, and which they did have like documentaries on like Smithsonian,
which they did,
and sci-fi, but like there's not an actual Star Trek show that was like, this is the 50th Star Trek special show, you know, like Doctor Who did, which is like, hey, we're gonna bring in the old doctors, do a whole to-do.
I think that would have been really cool. Grab a couple of actors, write a little story, shoot something. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be TOS, but honestly, have some sort of pull John DeLancey in or something and have, like, Q whisk people around between the timelines and have, you know, someone from each of the series. Why not? It's your property. You can literally do anything you want with it, but you just have to do something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're talking specifically about CBS, then yes, they like, look what they did with Doctor Who. Like, they created this amazing movie. And it's a TV show. Of course, they had it on TV, but they also showed it in the actual theaters.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, so did I. And they had a theater event. And here we are, you know, maybe you'll get a TV show at the beginning of the next year. And it's like, no. You could have done something. Fine, maybe you have to, for whatever reason, delay the show until 2017. That's fine. But, like, you guys just you know, suggested, why not do something special, something outside of that realm, something to actually celebrate it, because it doesn't feel like there was a lot of effort put in to do that in a direct way, like in the same medium in which that the franchise has flourished.
I mean, Beyond, I know, had there, we tried to do 50 new alien species for 50 years, and I mean, Beyond was pretty much like Paramount's contribution, I feel. They're like, look, we made a movie, and we had it line up with
That's
the 50th. And then, but CBS just do something, and it could have been an hour special, or have another, you know, something narrated by Patrick Stewart where he just walks through behind the scenes archival footage and they get, or just even air pieces from the Blu-rays. Like, there's tons of behind something. Just do something. But
I would have taken like an hour animated special even.
Yeah.
Oh, that would, and you know what? That's, I don't know if you're half joking, you're not, but that is actually the easiest to do because you just need the voices. I mean, obviously not all of them are living anymore. I get that. But whether it was the original series or whatever, you could have done an animated mix-up, like a 50th, you know, because all you do is the voices, which I know, you know, it's not free. I know they all cost money, the actors. But, you know, you could have even done it in the Filmation style and just been like, hey, it's part of the joke, ha-ha, and then, you know, do it.
Yeah. Have all the captains meet or something fun at least, but it feels like it was half-baked ideas and kind of half measures across the board. You know, I know I hate to be negative. I feel like I'm being negative this whole time. But I just like to see the excitement and the build-up and the hype around, like we keep mentioning, the 50th of Doctor Who, and then to not get anything like that, excluding Beyond, because like I said, that's a little different. Yeah, it was just a little disappointing, that's all.
Because I feel like in some ways the 50th was a chance to showcase our fandom. Because I think, and again, this isn't a Doctor Who podcast, I would almost say, and this is very controversial, I'll say it anyway, I think the 50th was almost the height of Doctor Who fandom. Because I think once the 12th Doctor came around, you know, you had some opinions. But I think
right.
The 11th...
That was 1996.
Yeah. I mean, that was sort of like everyone was on board with Doctor Who, and then, you know... And you know, whatever, but our 50th Star Trek, like, hey, this is our 50th Star Trek. I mean, it's going to be crazy. We're going to be able to talk to people like, hey, this is the show we love. Look at how cool it is. And it sort of wasn't like anything you could really point to, other than like, well, there's a movie, which is good. Yeah. But you know, I know you're not familiar with this crew, maybe. But you know, well, and then of course it didn't do as well as the box office. I understand. Is that true that I understand that? I mean, we all like it.
It seemed like, but to me, like it did fine. I think their expectations, I don't know. It doesn't seem overall that it did poorly for a Star Trek movie or for a large blockbuster. And I personally enjoyed the film
a lot,
but I don't know. Are they comparing it to like The Force Awakens? I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. The Star Wars fandom and franchise is way healthier than ours right now. Like, it is, it is heading into its third era.
Well, if Disney wants to buy Star Trek, I would be totally okay with that.
We've already cross-pollinated with JJ, I'm sure.
So if Star Wars cost $4 billion, do you think Star Trek will cost $1 billion?
Oh, I don't. That's a really good question. I wonder how much it would cost. Yeah. But then we could finally get Star Trek X-Men crossover, just like the books they used to have.
Well, I think we all agree that the problem or the challenge of Star Trek is that it's broken into. And I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's broken. CBS and Paramount are two different things. And I think until they're all under one roof, you're just not going to be able to have the cooperation. And now, I mean, again, we are being very negative, and we don't mean it, because there are great things. And I think when we were in Vegas in the vendors hall is not a very good name for it, because it was huge. But, like, even the little stuff, like the Mac makeup line thing was really cool.
That was awesome, because you could tell they tried. They're like, okay, we know our audience. We're going to, I mean, and they had the actors and the little shows. And it's like, would any of us actually gone into the Mac cosmetic booth area if it hadn't been that awesome? It was awesome.
I mean, because I'm more of an Autumn, so really, I don't, oh, no. Yeah, no, and I think that there was a showcase. I mean, your usual suspects, Anvos and even Star Trek Online. But there was, you know, just a new Star Trek board game, which escapes my mind at a second, that was sort of debuted. And you know, there were different things that were sort of like, hey, this is an excuse to do something, you know.
Right. I mean, I think it seems like the underlying message we're making here is stuff did happen. There is... It's not a dead franchise. There are things happening. We're just, at least for us collectively, we're kind of wanting to take CBS by the shoulders and shake them and be like, you don't know what you have. And they never seem to do.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, for large portions of Star Trek's existence, it seems like the best things of the 50th came out of the fans.
Oh, yes.
And not out of the actual property owners. And it's like, it is very frustrating to deal with that, because it's like, you know, we love this franchise, obviously, and, you know, we just want somebody that has that same passion to kind of take the wheel and chart a new course.
The wheel, Daniel.
I know.
The con.
Well, I mean, it could be the wheel if it's in a Corvette, an ancient Corvette from JJ Trek.
Or so. We're driving off the cliff. It's a perfect metaphor, Daniel.
Was it the Argo? You know,
no,
itching to take
Darren,
out the Argo.
You're really going to keep this negative? Is that what you're going to do? Well, because I was thinking about past Star Trek anniversaries, and this is where you can tell listeners how poorly researched I am, because I'm not going to be able to know the number of the anniversary I'm talking about. But in other words, when the 90s, in Star Trek anniversary number blah, 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 when you had Trials and Tribulations.
30th and... anniversary was 96.
Okay, so 30th, I guess. So then you had Trials and Tribulations on DS9, and you had Flashback, I believe that's what it was, and Voyager. So, I mean, those, of course, again, maybe that's arguing it helps to have something on the air like Doctor Who did. Like, that was kind of big. You had, like, remaking the Enterprise and a very famous original series episode. And then you had a little Captain Sulu and the Excelsior and Voyagers. That was kind of like, oh, hey, we're doing it. You know, it's not a huge thing, but it is kind of pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, no, there were specials on about it. I remember watching the visual effects special about Trials and Tribulations.
Which is an amazing episode.
Right. And but even before we get there, 5 years prior, we actually had a special video game come out.
I was thinking 25th. Well, that was a really big one, because I feel like I was a little young to appreciate everything. But looking back, I can now be like, OK, that was a lot. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. The Star Trek, literally just called Star Trek 25th anniversary.
So would have been 91.
It was 92.
92.
So there were ways that, you know, these people were doing these kinds of things, the exact kind of things that we would love to see now.
And didn't Star Trek VI come out around that time?
Yes, I believe it did come out the same year.
Because I'm trying to think, I feel like that was a big one, because I also remember, no, this would have been maybe 30th.
Right at the end of 1991 it came out, okay. So yeah.
Because was it for the 30th they had a big, well, I say big to me, TV special, and I forget what it was called, the Star Trek anniversary, I don't know. But basically, I don't know where it was, L.A., I'm sure. But anyway, it was some big place. They had all the Star Trek people literally in the room, and they would just have, you know, people come up. This was the famous one with, like, they had, like, the Janeway sketch where they had the cast of Frasier. but then they would have these little, like, clips, which are so cool, of, like, different themes of, like, you know, they'd have John DeLancey come out and do a little thing, and then you'd talk about the aliens of Star Trek, and there'd be little clips about all the aliens, or they had John Larroquette.
I don't remember this, but it sounds awesome.
Oh, it's very, I'll send you the YouTube clip and maybe post it somewhere on our Or,
I remember seeing the Voyager bit, but I haven't seen many of the others. So, but that sounds.
Oh no, I really. Yeah, because it was also. I remember it had to have been around. Because they previewed a scene from First Contact, so it would have been
that's 96 around that time. So
yeah 96. So yeah, but that was a big. And I don't know, maybe that was even an anniversary, or maybe they're just doing it just to do it. But that was kind of cool. But yes, because it was just filled with clips from all of Star Trek about different things. Like Ben Stiller did a tribute to the original series, and it was just all very cool. So
well, and unfortunately, you know, with Enterprise ending in 05, I believe. You know, that's just a year shy of the 40th anniversary, which...
Oh, yeah.
So, not, so for the 40th, you guys get no Star Trek off the air.
A depressed... Yeah, we were literally a depressed franchise at that point, both literally and figuratively. We're like, well,
and then it wouldn't be till 09 when the new movie started. That but was like definitely the lull.
Yeah, and like you said, the computer games and everything else... And I'm sure there were things in the 50th that I'm just, like, I'm not necessarily a comic book person. I'm sure there were probably things there and the books in the novel verse. I'm sure there were 50th anniversary things there. And
Ship of the Line 2, more ships, more lines.
The line is drawn here. Subtitle. Well, and I guess anything else you kind of either liked from the 50th or are depressed about the 50th?
We are keeping it positive.
Yes. Let's try and keep it positive.
That's all right. Well, you know, so this year in 2017, we have another anniversary. I'm sure with Star Trek 50 years, there's going to be an anniversary every year. Because, of course, I guess in 2015, it was actually a Voyager anniversary, if memory recalls. I don't know what it was, but it was a Voyager anniversary of some sort. But, of course, 2017 is a TNG anniversary, 30 years. Since the debut of Encounter at Farpoint.
Wow.
And the wonderful music synthesizers. And when we had printouts on the bridge, apparently.
Well, that's good for the 50th. Philip, I want to ask you then, what is your New Year resolutions for this new Trek year, with it being an anniversary year? For TNG and it also being, you know, a new series coming, what do you have anything on your plate as the calendar rolls over, the decimal point 0.9 disappears and is replaced by a zero?
It's not really the millennium until it says one. See, zero is not actually anyway. Well, you know, I'm trying to like, and again, because we're all TNGers, you know. Number one, and everything else too. But like, is it too much to think Discovery would have a TNG shout out? Maybe in season two, because I don't know how long a season's going to be. But anyway,
a character will add a beard in season two.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it asking too much? Because I mean, I don't know if it's got to be closer to September is the actual anniversary. I assume I'm doing that off the top of my head. They may not be on the air, you know, after season one.
I'm not sure how they would do it.
But. Of course, we don't know when Discovery's going to start, so May-ish.
Time travel, obviously, Daniel.
But anyway. Yeah. Well, one thing I would like to do, and I don't know if I can, you know, because we did Vegas, and I'm not saying we have to do it, but, you know, I did Vegas in 50th. I'm just going to say this, and I probably won't be able to do it. I would love to do Dragon Con this year, because that's also a big place, and I'm sure they'll have a lot of stuff going on for Star Trek. And for those who don't know, Dragon Con is a really, really big convention. It's not really just sci-fi. It's really everything pop culture. But that's in Atlanta, Georgia, during Labor Day weekend, if memory recalls. And I've been there years ago. And, I mean, they do every property you can think of in pop culture. But I'm sure they'll have a big thing. It's also closer, being on the East Coast. So that's a hope. Just because, I mean, during these big anniversaries, you do want to have a sort of gathering spot. Like we did Vegas in 50, because I think a lot of us thought, well, you know, I normally wouldn't want to go to spend all the money and time and trouble, but hey, it's the 50th. Let's make an effort. Right. And so I think with the 30th anniversary of TNG, of course, being my number one Trek, I definitely want to do something to commemorate that. You know, no local memorial ceremonies going on for Star Trek TNG, you know, where I live. So, you know, you definitely have to find some place to commemorate. And I don't
until
know.
You organize one.
That's true. I don't know. I live in the country. That was not the same. But yeah, I mean, what would y'all want to celebrate or commemorate the Star Trek: The Next Generation 30th anniversary?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know how they would do that. Something would be nice. Anything, really. My expectations are pretty low, honestly.
Guys, Nemesis is coming out on Oculus.
Oh, nice. Hey, you know what? There is actually that game, the Star Trek...
the Bridge Captains? I forget what it's called.
Yeah. So it's the VR game that's coming out where essentially it's Bridge Simulator, and you get your station and you're in the VR station. World and stuff. They could just put a TNG skin on that. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Well, I think I'm definitely going to do a TNG rewatch at minimum, to go through again and refresh my memory capacitors so I can quote those episode titles with ease. And
are you going to watch them chronologically?
Or by stardate?
You should do them alphabetically. Just for some crazy.
So start with 110010.
I was about to say, do you do numeric first?
And then all good things would be kind of towards the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. A Fistful of Datas.
And then
Allegiance. Oh, my God. You're going to be them all right now.
I was trying to think, what would be the end? Is one called Yamato?
No. I'm not very good at this.
We'll always have Paris. We'll be near the end.
Yeah, be near the end.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yeah, I know we can play this game. But there's people listening and they don't want us to listen. But anyway, that would be interesting for an alphabetical episode run of a series.
That would be so weird. look, a list of Star
You've ever
Trek
like
episodes,
turned
alphabet.
You've ever turned on like whatever channel, BBC America or whatever it is, that has like, it has like two different blocks of Star Trek going on. Uh-huh. So like you'll be watching an episode and then all of a sudden it jumps three seasons ahead and you're like, what the? So it'd be kind of like that all the time.
Where do I go to comment about BBC America? Because I have a whole tirade about what is going on with that channel.
Well, I haven't watched in years. I haven't watched TV in years.
That's literally what you said is true. Like it was like... Oh. Star Trek, just random. Then they would have some Doctor Who, which is understandable, but not a lot. Like, most of their programming is not British. Like, it's just, here's Star Trek and, like, CSI. I'm like, what?
That's because it's BBC America.
I guess. They're a little heavy on
all
the
right. second part. I'm warming to it, guys. So, Memory Alpha actually has a category of TNG episodes, and they are listed alphabetically. So, yes, we do start... With 110010, and the last one is Yesterday's Enterprise.
Oh, that would be a nice one.
It's actually not a bad way to. Although, and then The Wounded. We have Who Watches the Watchers. Those are the last three.
Now, are you gonna? Because I feel like if there's any librarians listening, is the counted or do you do the word?
Let me count. Let me look. No.
And what else? A.
Yeah.
All the articles don't count.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't use the word the in its.
So I was actually planning on doing this, but for a full series rewatch. So literally all of the Star Trek episodes are mixed in there, uh-huh. And that way you get like a random season, a random series, a random episode, just like a kind of a fun way to do random because nobody ever actually watches them alphabetically. I think it'd be cool.
That's right.
Well, I have a list of a site I just found that has all the series alphabetically.
Okay, so what episode do we start with? It's probably still 110010.
Nope, it is Voyager 1159.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So now, then yeah.
And what do we end
and
on?
And then you have 1100001, then 37s, then you hit the A's, and all the way at the end, Zero Hour Enterprise.
Oh.
Your last five are Year of Hell 1 and 2, Yesterday's Enterprise, You Are Cordially Invited, and Zero Hour.
Oh.
Not a bad way.
Interesting. That's a good mix. That's a good mix right there.
Right. I've literally never seen a list like this before, though, with it alphabetically listed. It's
a whole new way
it's
to
It's hurting
rewatch.
My head, okay, guys? Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe I can handle TNG alphabetically. That might be
it. So that's it, listeners. 2017 is the year of the alphabetical rewatch.
It just makes sense.
So is 2018 going to be the by start date?
Well, that's no one's got time for that, Philip. It's just too crazy, too crazy. But no, I definitely want to do a rewatch actually now, maybe alphabetically. just for something new. But that would be, that'd be a lot of fun. And again, you know,
with the discs though, because then you got to be swapping all the time.
Netflix right there. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
I wish Netflix let you make like a playlist. That would be awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, they may be coming out with that. You never know. They just did.
Wish Netflix also had a random episode.
Oh my gosh! Feature. If you could say like random episode of Star Trek, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would solve so many problems.
Listening to CBS All Access, beat Netflix to it, maybe, huh?
Hey, we, at a minimum, we want them to focus more on, you know, making sure it's 1080p and it streams well. I mean, they got other hurdles they got to get through before we add these fancy frills to our episodes. Well,
you know, one thing that I think is always overlooked, and yet not, for the 50th, you know, it's of course, and I say this jokingly, but I'm serious, it was also the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, the animated series. It wasn't the 50th. It was like the 40th. I don't know. But it was also the anniversary because it also came out in.
Well, it's also 50 years for Thunderbirds. Because that was started in 1966 as well.
Mm-hmm. But like, you know, how much did the animated series, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but like how much they like, they got a re-release on on Blu-ray. They got the La La Land, did a whole disc just of the animated series, because I was listening to the Trek FM Saturday Morning Trek episode where they talked about the guy who did that. I mean, that was very interesting. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, this little, you know, no one pays attention to, it's like, hey, it's anniversary. Let's we got all the properties. Let's talk about all of them.
Look, Bob, so, I've been looking at the numbers and what people want is the animated series. It is, we have just been leaving money on the table. So we're going to make a record. We're going to make a Blu-ray.
You know what they could do? They could re-release the series and actually put animation in them. Whoa, oh, zing! I kid.
Get off the stage. Well, you know, that makes... Is there... Because I don't have an answer to this, so this may be a dumb question. Maybe one for our listeners. Is there any part of the Star Trek franchise or property during the 50th that you thought could have gotten a chance to shine? So, for instance, the animated series, of course, most people, if they even know about it, usually ignore. But that certainly got, you know, as much as it could be, got some more attention because it's like, hey, anything Star Trek we can do. But is there any part you thought like, hey, maybe it could have been showcased more or a chance to celebrate this?
I just want a special edition of What You Leave Behind where they are remembering the past and they actually remember Jadzia. That's all I want.
The fan cut.
Yeah, they could definitely put her in there.
She's real.
Oh man, yeah, and I wonder if like, is there any cleanup next year or in 2017 this year of what, you know, like anything we missed in the 50s, like, all right, we'll do it now, you know, 2017 stuff we forgot, you know, the deleted scenes.
It's star dates are tricky things, so 2016 and 17 kind of both count as the 50th.
Yeah, and like I said, maybe it's just the fact that we didn't have a TV series on air just doesn't give you as many opportunities to celebrate as much as when you do.
Oh, I think that definitely had a factor.
If only the company that owns Star Trek like had a TV station that they could utilize for that very purpose.
What TV station does CBS own?
They're just a corporation, Daniel. They don't have a television station.
They're
That's
the Columbia... Oh, wait. No.
Central. Broadcasting station. Actually, what the S stands for.
Just taking it over. Like, where was our 50th anniversary Star Trek Scenic game? Come on, guys.
Right? Something like that would be cool.
The re-release of a Klingon challenge on Blu-ray.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
An app. An app for your iPad so that you don't know.
Star Trek Go.
But then you don't know. No, but I mean of the Klingon challenge. So you don't know when the things are going to pop up.
Hold on, Daniel. Please tell me how Star Trek Go. How are you envisioning this game? What
do
you
do is super
in Star
easy.
Trek
gotta
Go?
Gotta catch tribbles.
You go around the you walk around in real life and you look at your phone and you see a galaxy map and you'll come across, I guess, planetary systems, and then you have to decide using diplomacy, or if you want to just go in there and invade. And you got to get them all. You got to get all the planetary systems for the
all
Federation.
All the what? What exactly are we collecting?
All the dilithium.
Also, I'm hearing the music already. Daniel uses diplomacy.
It's super effective.
Kirk talked that computer to death.
Yeah. Well, see, now I'm seeing if Star Trek Go and you're walking around, it'd have to be like you're on an away team or a landing party, depending on your flavor. And so I don't know, like you would have to be able to, you know,
so the if you're in proximity to
your
others,
phaser, tricorder, you know,
that'd be cool. Yeah, the closer you are to other people playing the game, the stronger your landing party is.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and then you have like it could be more of like a group thing where you have to have like, you know, 3 to 5 players on your away team playing Star Trek Go.
Yeah, you have meetups.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We joked about it, but I believe it came out this year. But there is a Star Trek app game that did come out this year, which was Star Trek Timelines.
That's right. Well, that's true. I played that.
And I played it for quite a while. I'm a little salty about it now, but for a little while, it was quite enjoyable.
And Star Trek Online came to console.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they could have. That would have been perfect too. Like just like the animated idea, like do an animated special, come out with a video game, like a 50th anniversary video game where you just can go through the whole series and play, you know, all these different ships and times and stuff.
Yeah,
like
three
that.
Oh, you could be a character per season or something. You know, just play through the episode. That'd be great.
And you could be like a time traveling character crewman who has to be a crewman on each ship.
Crewman Kyle, get off here, get away.
Like,
oh, what's the one from Enterprise? Oh, Daniels. Crewman Daniels, right? Yep.
You couldn't remember that one, Daniel?
I know. Sorry.
Wait, there was that commander on Next Gen. What was her name? Well, yeah.
What was the name of that one Jack officer that was in love with?
Guys, it was meant to be. We were meant to be Star Trek fans. Crewman Daniels, Commander Darren, and Philippe Lavoie.
I like how Daniel's the only one who's going to be coming as his own gender.
that is a good point.
Well, guys, I mean, I feel like we've been maybe a little negative, but of course we say it in love of the 50th. Of course, we obviously love Star Trek, and that's why, you know, look, that's why City Alpha 3 debuted in 2016 because of the 50th anniversary. That's the special part that we're not talking about.
We're bringing the love. That's why we're here.
Right.
We're filling in the gaps that CBS has left behind.
That's us in a nutshell. How did we get in this nutshell?
Direct your comments to the previous statement to joinnerdparty@twitter.com.
All right. Well, now speaking of contacts, here at City Alpha 3, we always like to bring our listeners into the conversation. So for those of you who are on the Twitter, feel free to talk about your favorite part of the 50th anniversary or maybe some disappointments and maybe your future ideas of how TNG should celebrate its 30th or any other anniversary coming up. Because it's Star Trek, there's an anniversary every month or day, possibly. You know, hey, it's the anniversary of the whales, probably. So, but anyway, if you have any thoughts, please tweet us. You can use the hashtag AskCA3 in honor of Daniel. That's the number 3. Not the word.
So again, remember that.
Yeah. So hashtag #AskCA3, and just tell us what your thoughts are about the 50th, and then what's coming up here in the continuing Star Trek franchise and anniversaries to come. And if you want to send a communique to our base here on City Alpha 3, you can visit thenerdparty.com/contact to reach the three of us. Or if you know you want to commemorate the 50th in this new year of the 2017, why don't you just go whole hog? And go to iTunes and give us a rating and review, because you know that's the greatest way to commemorate Star Trek.
Is that is that the video game we're releasing? iTunes review. You have to power, wink wink, our podcast ship with star reviews. No, that is not true, folks.
All right, Darren. If people want to reach you about your Lieutenant Commander Darren cosplay, where can people find you?
I've seen that Photoshop. It is not pretty. We'll never see the light of day. But they can find me on Twitter, username Dr. Sci-Fi, DrSciFi, or my website, drscifi.com, where I blog about the times I dress up as a stormtrooper and occupy this planet, visit hospitals and parades and all the fun Star Wars things I'm doing. And they can also listen to me on my other podcast, Goodnight Moon, that I do with my four-year-old daughter as we talk about space and exploration and tell stories. You never know what you're going to get. I actually, for Christmas, got her a sun with planets around it that you bolt into your ceiling and you push a button and it lights up and they spin around. So a nice little nightlight that is educational as well, you know.
Now, Darren, we all want to know, how many planets are there?
There's 8. That's what they came with. I didn't strap on a ninth planet.
So Pluto.
She's more interested in Mercury. Mercury's the itty bitty teeny one.
Oh, see, I thought she was a Venus girl based on the past shows. But anyway. All right, Daniel, if folks want to know how they can evolve their red shirt on their away team on Star Trek Go, where can people find you?
They can definitely find me on Twitter at OneUpDan. That is the number one, not the word.
And if folks want to talk to me about my plans to go fund me so I can go to Dragon Con this year. No, I'm kidding. They can find me on Twitter. My handle is NCPublicServant. All right. Well, it's been fun talking about the 50th. But Darren, what wonderful, exciting Star Trek topic are we talking about next week?
Well, it's been heralded as one of the best films of Star Trek ever. We are going to be presenting a commentary on Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, just in time for those, you know, long holiday drives back, or when you're looking over, you know, Amazon wish lists and wishing you got something Star Trek related for Christmas. There's many occasions that watching this movie with us in your ears would be enjoyable.
That sounds awesome. And if folks need anything else to put in their ears, there are many shows here on the Nerd Party Network. There's always the Other Star franchise. I'm not really that familiar with it. But there's two shows about it. It's The Aggressive Negotiations and Great Shot Kid. Then there's also Filibuster, which talks about everything and anything under the nerd sun. And then there's Nerd Nuptial, as well as Missing Frames and Putchit. There's always something happening here at Nerd Party Network each and every day. So please subscribe to the network if you haven't already, or visit thenerdparty.com for more information.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Daniel Prue.
I'm Philip Gilfus, stranded here on City Alpha 3.